welcomes you to the Bill Timm Show, coming to you live from New York City. We feature the talents of Betty Holt, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, and the music of Neil Hefti and his orchestra. Bill's special guest tonight is Will Jordan. I'm George Hansbro, and now here's our Bill Timm.
I almost started clapping for myself. Standing here.
Hey, strong.
Well, this is Kemp calling again. I can't tell you, really, how thrilled I am at your mail response to our program. I think what is particularly thrilling to me is the attention that our show has received from established stars out there on the West Coast where they can hear us in Hollywood. As an example of what I mean, I'd just like you to hear a couple of wires I got. I have here, and I'm very thrilled to say, a wire from Bing Crosby, and Bing says...
Hello again. As you know, Bill, as you know, all my life I've spent lots of time with music, drama, and all forms of entertainment, and I want you to know that your show is a welcome change. And I want to tell you about my son, Gary. Gary is very, very happy. He has a new record out now that we think is going to be a big smash. It's called Son of White Christmas. We think it's going to be very, very big.
I'm dreaming of you.
Yes, isn't that sweet of Bing? I have another wire here from a man that I've admired for many, many years, Groucho Marx.
Well, that's the nastiest remark I've ever had. All right, say the secret oil and divide $100 among you. It's a common way, something you'll have with you every day. The secret way is Bill Kemp. Now that I've heard his show, I know why they're trying to keep it a secret. My friends recently saw a photo of Bill Kemp. They think he looks like a policeman, a plainclothes man. I saw the picture. I think he looks more like an old clothes man.
I've always been a tremendous fan of the gentleman who sent me this next wire, a tremendously talented actor, James Mason. And his wire says,
Dear William Kemp, I've enjoyed your work ever so much. And I think you might be able to play one of the dramatic roles such as I have done. As you know, I've played Richard I, Richard II, and Richard III. And I think you'd be great as Little Richard. Pamela, my wife and I have been trying to figure out the reason for the tremendous success of your show. Is it the material? Perhaps. Is it your showmanship and personal charm? No. Is it your talent? Not quite. But I finally discovered what it is. Blind, stupid, blundering luck. You just fell into it. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you may have probably guessed, the voices of Bing Groucho and James Mason, portrayed so realistically just these past few moments, were done by our special guest this evening, Mr. Will Jordan. Will, bless you. We're going to be talking to Will Jordan in just a moment, but first let's have Peter Hanley raise the curtain over the ballad, which is actually the title song of a brand new movie called Wild Is the Wind. Peter.
Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is the wind. You touch me, I hear the sound of mandolin. You kiss me, and with the kiss the world begins. The wind, the wind.
You know, Will Jordan and I were discussing horror movies just prior to going on the air tonight, and we noted how TV is bringing back so many of these horror films. Isn't that true, Will?
Yes, that's very true. Your own ABC TV has been responsible for bringing back some real old thrillers.
Yeah, you're so right. Things like Dracula, and then, of course, recently they showed Frankenstein.
Frankenstein and Neil Hefti story. All the horror movies. And I'm only kidding. Incidentally, did you ever read my scenario of the movie Frankenstein?
No, Will. As a matter of fact, I haven't told about it, though, and I hear it's quite interesting. Do you suppose you could enact a scene from it for us?
Well, yes. It probably would start like all great horror movies do. It's always a windy night. And lightning and thunder. And rain. I do lousy rain. I don't know. Some people have the knack. I can't do it. Anyway, the scene is an old castle atop an old hill. The window creaks idly open. And by candlelight, we discover a young, handsome, cross-eyed scientist, Victor Frankenstein, scribbling away at his notes. Scratch pad. That's him. And now the scene switches to the graveyard, but first he brings his assistant, who's a little dwarf by the name of Grumpy. Come here, Grumpy. Hi-ho, hi-ho, stop that. And now the scene switches... No more Disneyland. The scene switches back to... back to the graveyard. I can't do rain. I don't know what to do. I guess. Now, this is the graveyard, Grumpy. Hand me that shovel and start to dig. Start to dig. Are you digging, Grumpy? Yes, Master. I'm digging everything. Crazy. Dig faster. You've got to get to the grave. Here's the coffin lid. Here. Now, flip your lid. You said you were digging, so flip the lid. It's a revolving door. It goes right around. We've got to the body. Grumpy, let's get back to the laboratory. And so the scene switches back to the laboratory. Anyway, everything's ready now, Grumpy. Start the machinery. This is the part I like, Master. All these buttons and knobs. I don't know where to start first. Everything's ready, Grumpy. You got eggs boiling here? Yeah, I figured everything was warmed up. I'd boil a couple of eggs. I'll send you right back to Disney. Everything's ready, Fritz. Open the roof. Raise the platform with the body on it. Now, Grumpy, if lightning will only strike. Thank you. Close the platform. Now, let's look. Look at his ear. Look at his other ear. Look at his other ear. Look at his other ear. This guy's all ears. Doesn't seem to be any sign of life. Oh, don't tell me all our work. All these years. All these work. All our years of work has gone for nothing, Grumpy. Did you say something, Grumpy?
Not a word.
I know I heard a sound just then. It's alive. It's acting very strangely. Did you put the right brain in? Well, you see, Master, I dropped the original brain, and I put the brain of a piano player in instead. A musician's brain? What kind of a creature will we have, Grumpy?
I just want to thank you. Thank you very, very much.
We'll be back with Will Jordan in just a few moments, but let's welcome Betty Holt back to our microphone as she sings Listen to the Rockin' Bird. Then.
Listen to the rockin' bird. Dig that little boppin' bird. He rocks and rolls while he flies around the sky. Listen to the rockin' bird. Dig that little bumpin' bird. Why, he's flying high and he's his reason why. Oh, I rock all day in the breeze on the branches of the breeze. All day in the trees.
sung by Biddy Holt.
A few moments ago, Will Jordan and I were discussing movies, and I guess it's an established fact by now that the motion picture industry has a number of established lines for certain types of movies.
Right. There are certain standard lines that you keep hearing over and over again.
Oh, you're so right, boy. I like one that you're bound to recognize when the guy says, "We'll convert the old barn into a theater and we'll put on the show despite them." That's a good one. You hear any?
No, the aviation pictures are the one I like. The hero jumps into the plane, and he drives up there, and the commander grabs a hold of the mic and says, "You fool, bring that plane down. That's an order."
"Can't hear you, Pappy."
I like the one in these medical movies. It must have been done a million times. The nurse turns to the doctor and always says, "But doctor, you must rest. It's been 3 days now." Oh, hey, you had a great one on a Japanese thing. What was that?
Oh, yes. A typical Japanese cliche. "Oh, tell me, Yankee, where are your American friends?"
Don't go away, friends. We'll all be right back. Just a moment.
This is Jim Amici. Know how to tell what a person is really like? Just watch him drive. Anyone can apply the soft soap to give all the appearances of being a lady or a gentleman. But when the chips are down, when just one driver cuts in front of him or robs him of his so-called right-of-way, then you'll see the sparks fly and his true nature. In many cases, the nature of a self-centered fool. Remember this. Your driving reflects you. If you want to be considered by your friends as a responsible person, then act like one behind the wheel as well as anywhere else. Safe driving's a moral responsibility. Safety is no accident. Be a responsible driver. Safety check your car and double check your driving.
Bill, I guess it's time once again for your piano solo.
Oh, yeah.
And apropos of that, I noticed a letter in the mail the other day where a woman wrote in and she asked...
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you reminded me of that, George. A woman, now get this now, a woman actually wrote in and accused me of not being able to play the piano. She claims that I use a player piano. You know, those old-fashioned things with the paper rollers which actually play themselves?
Well, I don't know who that woman is, but I think that's pretty ridiculous. I've worked with Bill for a long time, and I know that he happens to play beautifully.
Well, thank you, George. I guess that answers that woman's accusation. And now I think I better get on with my number.
Right, Bill. What you going to play for us tonight?
Oh, I think tonight I thought I'd do Alexander's Ragtime Band. Stupid thing, the holes are all worn out.
That's that Peter Hanley's thing, huh? Nice tune called My Special Angel, Pete.
You are my special angel, sent from up above. The Lord smiled down on me and sent an angel to love. You are my special angel, right from paradise. I know that you're in your eyes. A smile from your lips brings the summer sunshine. Tears from your eyes bring the rain. I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel. Through eternity I'll have my special angel here.
think that probably one of the most famous characterizations of our guest tonight, Will Jordan, is undoubtedly his wonderful takeoff mimicry on Ed Sullivan. I thought that before he left us, he must say goodbye a la Ed Sullivan. Would you please?
I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Joan. I want to thank you, Joan, your folks. It's a wonderful audience tonight. You've been really big reality. Really, how big? Ooh, fairly big. You've been wonderful. Good night. Lord bless you all. It's been a great thrill having Bill Kemp here on the stage, stretched right out there on our show, on our stage. Really big. Thank you. Good night. God bless you. We're really big.
Thank you very much, Bill Jordan. Betty Holt, front and center now on the lyrics to Deep Blue Sea. Betty. Bill here, and I have a message for you. Now, I have news about that big contest that I was telling you about. Remember, kids? Now, here's all you have to do. Now, listen closely. Sneak into Daddy's closet, and in his pants pockets, you'll find some dirty old pieces of green paper with numbers and pictures of presidents on them. You know the kind I mean. Now, I'll tell you what you do. Take all this paper. Now, make sure you get every piece of it, and be careful not to wake Daddy. That's part of the contest. Now, take all these pieces of green paper, put them into an envelope, and send them to Uncle Bill Kemp. Care of the American Broadcasting Network, 39 West 66th Street, New York. You got that? That's all you have to do, kids. And the first 25 children to send in these envelopes will receive an exciting prize, because Uncle Bill will send you a beautiful picture postcard from South America. All right? Okay. Lips of wine. Take it, kids. Lips of wine. Now, I've got news about this week's special coming event, and I'm referring to the annual Prison Talent Night at Kingsley Prison in the Mamaroneck.
Again, headlining the show will be the Convict 60-piece band under the direction of Sticky Fingers Hennessy, who, as you may remember, dropped his baton over the wall last year, and then he went over the wall to retrieve it. But he was found 6 months ago, and he was returned to prison, so he'll be conducting the band again. And we're happy to have with us again Jonathan Nixon, who is going to be on hand this year to lead the singing of the prison anthem, the Willie Sutton Mambo. Very good arrangement, too. Handsome Leroy Roach, who was released in January, has been prevailed upon to return to the prison in time for the show. And he was prevailed upon by Officer James Kohler, who noticed him staging a robbery on Yonge Street in Toronto. And then, I tell you, following the program, Lawrence Babyface Flam is going to take all the guests on a personal tour through the tunnel, which he spent 4 years digging, which leads from his cell out to the superhighway. Let me see, who else have we got on the program this year? We got Fritz Blatz. He's the German basso. He's now serving a life term, who will once again sing the tender ballad, I Got Plenty of Nothing. Ronaldo Lazzonia will be on hand, lending his beautiful Italian voice to the proceedings. Ronaldo, as you may know, is serving a 20-year term for bigamy. And this year, he's going to sing Those Wedding Bells twice. And that's the Kingsley Prison Talent Contest out there in Mamaroneck, so I know you won't want to miss it. Peter Ham is going to sing a tune for you now. It's called There's Only You. Too, Pete.
Very quickly, a problem letter, another one of these things. Dear Mr. Kemp, I have a problem. Perhaps you can help me. Last week, my husband brought a strange woman to our house, and he told me to go to the kitchen to make some scrambled eggs. The next night, he brought home another woman and told me to go to the kitchen and fry a steak. Now he's just phoned to say that he was bringing a blonde home, and he wants some veal cutlets. My problem is this, Mr. Kemp. Do you have a good recipe for veal cutlets? Yeah, we'll mail it out to you, ma'am. It was very kind of you to write to me. Right now, we got a thing called How Do You Say Goodbye?
How do you find the place to? How
got a wild thought. Wouldn't it be crazy if Yul Brynner turned out to be a long-haired musician?
Yeah.
Well, friends, guess that about does it. Brings us to wrap-up time on tonight's show. I want to thank once again our wonderful guest this evening, Will Jordan. It's Betty Holt.
Good night, everyone.
Peter Hanley, the Noteworthy.
Hi,
Neil Hefti in the orchestra. George Ansbro.
So long, everybody.
Have a pleasant evening, friends, and good night, Abbey Lane, wherever you are.
The Bill Kemp Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.